我们看《使徒行传》的第十九章。
Acts chapter 19, verse 17.
十九章的第十七节。
Acts 19:17.
十九章十七节。
This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell all on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
十七节，凡住在以弗所的，无论是犹太人，是希利尼人，都知道这事，也都惧怕。主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。
So the last time I was here on a Wednesday night, we have studied chapter 18.
上一次我们查考到十八章。
And we know that Paul is a mighty worker of God.
是保罗，他是神的这个大的工人。
Even though he was a mighty worker of God, but God always finds someone to co-work with him.
虽然说保罗他是伟大的工人，但是神总是安排有人跟保罗一起同工。
So during that time, God sent Aquila and Priscilla to work with him.
所以当时神就差派这个百基拉跟亚基拉这个夫妻跟保罗同工。
And Aquila and Priscilla, they really have good characters to serve the Lord.And we see every time that Paul writes letter, he always remember Aquila and Priscilla.
所以保罗每次写书信的时候，都是提到这个百基拉跟亚基拉对的这对夫妻的名字。
So we can see Aquila and Priscilla, they love men very much.
所以说这对夫妻他们爱人非常深。
Especially those who are workers of God.
尤其是神的工人。
But Aquila and Priscilla only love men, but also they love God.
不仅是这个这对夫妻爱人，他们爱神。
Because during a time they hold the services in their house.
因为在他们家有聚会。
Actually, this whole service in people's house day after day actually is very tiring.
这个一直成年累月的在自己家里头这个开用聚会也是很。麻烦的事。
But because Priscilla and Aquila love God, they can see they open their house to have services.
但是呢，因为百基拉、亚基拉他们敬神爱人，所以他们开放自己的房子做聚会之用。
Every great worker need co-workers.
神的这个伟大的工人都是需要同工的。
Just like Moses have his brother Aaron, his sister Miriam to help him out.
就好像是摩西他有他的哥哥亚伦跟他的姐姐这个米利暗跟他同工。
And he also had Joshua to help him.
也有这个年轻的耶稣亚。
Just like Elijah, he have Elisha to help him.
像以利亚先知也有这个以利沙来跟他同工。
Just like Peter have John and James to co-work with him.
这个彼得他有雅各跟约翰跟他同工。
And just like in the book of Revelation, when the 24 elders and the four living creatures, they work together to glorify the name of God.
像启示录里头这个四活物也有这二十四位长老他们一起服侍神。
So there's no difference for us nowadays.
这个在今天的时代也是一样的。
The reason we are called here to worship God is to glorify His name.
我们被选召来荣耀神的名。就是要一起同工。
Praise and thank God, this last spiritual convocation, my heart was very joyful.
感谢神在上个礼拜的这个灵恩布道会，我的心里头非常喜乐。
Because I can see many brothers and sisters work in unity in one heart.
我看到很多弟兄姐妹都是同心合一的在这个心乱福音。
And by doing this, we can glorify the name of God.
因为这样子做，我们就可以荣耀神的名。
By doing this, and then God added new five souls into His household.
也是因为这样子，所以神就加添了这五个得救的人数到他的家里。
And this is the will of God for every single one of us.
这事实上是神对我们每一个人所定的旨意。
To bring more soul into His household.
就是能够这个增加更多的灵魂来信主。
So His name can be glorified.
因此神名可以得到荣耀。
Actually, last night I was very touched because Annie and Rolando came to Peninsula Fellowship.
这个昨天晚上，这个 Annie 跟 Rolando 他们来参加这 Peninsula 的聚会。
We know Rolando himself testified he'd been truth seeking for 7 years.
Rolando 他自己见证说，他来我们真耶稣教会查考真理有七年的时间。
But all these years, this year he decided to be baptized.
那么只有到今年他才决定要受洗。
Actually, I can see that he can see that many members.Really, they have, you know, they speak to him with love and kindness, and also you see that we can work in one and unity.
就是他看见很多弟兄姐妹就是用这个爱心来接待他，而且大家能同心。
And last night when he came to Bible study,
所以昨天晚上他来参加查经会。
And he was telling us that on Monday night he was so excited, he kept telling, "Oh, tomorrow is Bible study. Tomorrow is Bible study."
他跟我们讲说，在礼拜一晚上的时候。他就觉得很兴奋因为他等不着这个礼拜二能够参加这个查经聚会。
And then he told Annie, we have to study before we go to Bible study. So they studied the Bible together and they discussed the whole chapter. And then when they came to Bible study, all prepared.
而且他跟 Annie 讲说，我们还没有参加查经聚会之前，我们自己要先好好的读圣经 啊，所以他们有了准备，然后来参加啊这个查经聚会。
Of course, Annie herself was in shock. Like, I have Orlando. He seems like he's going crazy.
啊，这个 Annie 姐妹啊，对 Orlando 啊这么大的转变啊，她也是很这个很感动。
And when they study the Bible together, he keep asking the question, you know, this and that, this and that, and Annie he just feel, wow, he's such a new person.
啊，在查经的时候，这 Orlando 就问了很多的圣经的问题。啊，让 Annie 感觉到说，他现在是真的是一个啊，这个新造的人一样。
So you can see by this, we really can glorify the name of God.
啊，所以我们看见这些啊见证啊，都是可以荣耀主的名。
That's why it's so important for us to find co-workers that we can work with.
啊，所以在主内，我们能够找到同工啊，可以一起啊做神的工是很重要的事。
AB minister who came to taught me during TTP.
啊，在这个神学训练的时候啊，这个。啊，教我的一些啊老师。
They always say to me, Rudy, you need to find someone you can work with.
啊，他总是跟我讲说，你一定要找一个能够跟你同工的人。
Because if you work by yourself, you can never succeed in anything.
啊，因为你都是啊这个孤军奋斗的话，你一定是没有办法成就什么事。
But I think in the United States, it's a little bit difficult to, you know, closely work with another worker.
啊，但是我想，好像在美国就比较。难一点啊，能够跟别人同工。
Because I can see that Pastor Hu and Queen, he's very isolated, right? Because he's by himself, nobody's around him.
啊，比方说这个啊，这个啊，胡啊，这个胡传道啊，他们啊，好像是很在很孤，跟叶传道他们是啊，分居在不同的地方，很孤立。
And Pastor TJ and Pastor Huang, even though they live 5 minutes from one another, but they never see each other, right? Because they're all so busy.
啊，那么这个环传道啊，跟这个天虹传道啊，虽然说只有距离5分钟，但是他们工作又是啊差了很远的地方。
But thank God for me that I live close to Pastor Liang.
啊，但是感谢神，我跟这梁传道住得很近。
And I really can learn much from him as a young minister.
那我是一个年轻的传道人，可以从梁传道身上。
So it's always good to have co-workers.
啊，所以有这个同工是很好的事。
But you can see in the end of chapter 18, God also have another worker. His name is Apollos.
在使徒行传十八章啊后面也提到是亚波罗可以做同工的。
And it's Apollos is really an eloquent man. That is chapter 18 verse 24.
在十八章二十四节提到说亚波罗啊，他是很有学问，能够讲解圣经的人。
But during that time, he only know the things of John the Baptist.
但是他只知道约翰的洗。
So Priscilla and Aquila, they took him aside and pretty much taught him the way of the Lord more accurately.
所以这个百基拉跟亚基拉听见了，就把他接过来，然后把神的道理跟他讲解的更加详细。
You can see that Priscilla and Aquila not only love man and love God, but also have wisdom to teach others.
所以这个百基拉、亚基拉，他们不仅是敬神爱人，他们也可以讲解圣经。
But Paul, at the same time, even though he's very eloquent, but he had the humble heart to receive this teaching from Aquila and Priscilla.
那么这亚波罗，虽然说是个大有学问的人。但是他能够谦虚的来接受这个百基拉跟亚基拉。
So in other words, if we want to work in unity,
所以就是我们要同心的工作的话
，we always have to esteem others better than we are.
我们总是要比看别人比自己还强。
Because it doesn't matter how much we know, we always can learn from somebody some new things.
不管是我们自己多懂得多少了，我们总是可以从别人身上学到一些功课。
So when we end in chapter 18,
所以在这个十八章结束的地方
，then we have entered chapter 19.
我们现在就进入这个十九章。
And we know chapter 19 verse 1 to verse 6.It's talk about how Paul met some disciple from Ephesus.
这十九章一节到六节就是提到这个保罗他的这以弗所的地方遇见一些门徒。
And there are times about 12 of them.
那么一共有差不多十二个人。
So the first thing that Paul said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
所以保罗见到他们的时候就会说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有。
Then in chapter 19 verse 2.
这个十九章第二节。
Of course, they say they did not have even heard of the Holy Spirit.
他们回答说没有也未曾听见有圣灵降下来。
Then Paul asked them, what kind of baptism do you baptize into?
所以保罗就问他们说那你们受的是什么样的洗呢?
And they say John the Baptist.
他们说是约翰的洗。
So during the time, Paul encouraged them to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗就勉励他们说当信那在那以后的就是耶稣。
And after that, after he lay hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit and then prophesied.
然后呢，这个受洗之后，保罗按手在他们头上。
So this passage we can learn one thing.
所以这段圣经我们可以学到一个功课。
That is very important to get baptized the right way.
就是说我们受洗一定要这个按照正确的方式。
Of course, John the Baptist's baptism is not wrong.
当然这个施洗约翰的洗没有什么错误。
Even Jesus himself, he was baptized by John the Baptist to fulfill all righteousness.
因为主耶稣他也接受这个施洗约翰的洗就是他们尽诸般的义。
But what's important that John the Baptist's baptism is only to repent for repentance.
但是这个施洗约翰的洗只不过是悔改的洗。
But they should, whoever, and verse 4, right? Saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
第四节后半段就是说就是当信那在他以后来的就是耶稣。
Of course, before Jesus, and then people can get baptized John the Baptist's way.
在主耶稣来之前当然这个百姓他们也接受施洗约翰的洗。
But when you come to know Jesus, and then you get it baptized in the name of Jesus.
但是主耶稣来了，你要相信主耶稣，然后奉主耶稣的名受洗。
That's why when we preach to other Christians.
所以我们跟别的教会的这个基督徒传道的时候。
Of course, some of them were baptized many times.
他们也有些人这个经过几次的洗礼。
And a lot of them, they don't understand why they need to be baptized again when they come to our church.
他们当然不能了解说到真耶稣教会为什么还要在真耶稣教重新受洗。
Of course, they have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为主要就是他们要奉主耶稣的名受洗才对。
But the most important thing in a church is the Holy Spirit.
但是重要的就是在教会里头一定要圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit will make the baptism become effective in the water.
因为这个圣灵使我们在水洗的时候那个洗礼成为有功效的洗礼。
Because during the baptism, the Holy Spirit work in the water and bear witness that we are, you know, that the blood of Christ will work in us.
因为在洗礼的时候，这个圣灵运行那么证实耶稣的宝血在水里头能够洗净我们的罪。
So that's why when we talk to other Christians, do not be afraid to tell them they need to be baptized again.
所以当我们跟别的教会的基督徒谈到的时候，我们不要担心就说一定要提起说他们要再重新。
And this is our duty for us to give them this message.
这也是我们的责任，我们应该跟他们分享这样的真理。
Just like Paul in a time telling the 12 disciples they need to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
就好像这个保罗当时在以弗所遇到这些人跟他们讲要信那在约翰里以后来的耶稣重新受洗。
But it seemed when Paul gave this message, it was very easy for him.
当然这个保罗这样说的时候，对他来讲好像是很容易的事。
The 12 people did not argue with him at all.
这些门徒没有跟他有什么争执的。
They say when they heard it, they got baptized in the name of Jesus.
因为他们听到这个道理之后呢，他们就奉耶稣的名受洗了。
And then when you lay hands on them, they all receive the Holy Spirit.
然后按手在他们头上，他们就得到圣灵了。
It seems so easy.
好像是很容易的事。
But nowadays for us, it's not this simple.
但是对我们今天来讲也好像不这么容易。
We know that Pastor Tian, he has the gift of laying hands for the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个田传道这个他有这个恩赐就是借着他的按手让人得到圣灵。
But I ask him, you know, okay, you know, when did you receive this kind of gift that God gave you?
所以我就问他说，那你什么时候从神领受到这样子按手让人得圣灵恩赐呢？
And many people ask him, you know, include me, and say, what is the trick? How is this? BecauseI heard in East Coast 59 people received the Holy Spirit. And some members have been praying for 20 years, right? Never received the Holy Spirit. But that time they received the Holy Spirit.
所以包括我在内，我们就是想探讨到底他这里面的这个秘诀是在哪里因为他提到说在东岸有这个59个人受这个得圣灵那其中有些人是20多年来就从来没有得到圣灵的。
Actually, this time when he was laying hand, I tried to observe him. What does he do, right?
所以这一次他在这个太平洋教会灵恩布道会的时候他在按手祷告，我就注意的观察。
One thing I noticed, he prayed very, very, very hard.
首先我所知道就是说他非常认真的祷告。
For those who do not have the Holy Spirit, he stayed there minutes and after minute and prayed so hard, he'd be sweating like crazy, right? Because he just prayed so hard, he put everything into it.
他每次跟按手祷告的时候，他是非常专注，而且非常努力的祷告，而且有时候全身大汗。
And after that, I realized he had to go and take a rest, but he had to stay a little because he just put everything into that prayer.
他是这个全力以赴的这个帮人按手 所以祷告之后他很累他一定要私底下退下心。
That's why he told me that 59 in for 1 month in the East Coast he was very very tired.
所以他说这一个月之内有59个人得圣灵但是呢他已经是身心疲倦。
But Paul when he lay hands it seemed very easy. Lay hands they received the Holy Spirit.
但是看见这保罗好像是很轻而易举的事，因为他一按手，圣灵就降在那些身上。
But nevertheless, we need to continue on.
但是不管如何，我们要继续的努力。
Actually, during the time, many after this, and then Paul, right, in verse 8, he went to the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months.
这个第八节说，保罗进会堂，这个换胆的讲道，而且是一年三个月。
Actually, since Paul and Barnabas were sent to preach to the Gentile, he never ever stopped preaching.
这个巴拉巴也被送到这个外邦人的当中去传福音，那保罗从来没有停止这个传福音。
Everywhere he go, he preached the gospel.
所以保罗不管是到哪里，他都是一直在传福音。
And during the time he was in the synagogue for 3 months, speaking boldly and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
那么这段圣经说保罗他进入这个各个会堂。而且是换胆的讲道，一年三个月，辩论神国的事。
But then verse 9 says, "But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude."
劝化众人，但是第九节说，后来有些人心里刚硬不信，而且在众人面前毁谤这道。
Actually, even though it seemed that Paul's ministries went smoothly, but we know it did not go that way.
好像我们看见保罗他传福音的工作总是很顺利的进行着。但事实上并不是如此。
But one thing we can learn from him, he never lose heart during that time.
只是我们可以学到这个保罗无论遇到什么样的困难他总是没有上胆。
Even though he was stoned almost to death.
甚至他有被这个石头打得快死了。
We do many times people speak evil of him.
有很多人在他身后毁谤他。
But he never gave up. He continued to preach the gospel until he died.
但是保罗他没有放弃他只是尽力的达到这个传福音直到他快了结的人生。
So nowadays we should have this kind of attitude.
今天我们要学习保罗这种态度。
Because not everyone that we speak to gonna like us. They're gonna speak evil of us.
并不是我们所谈到的对象都喜欢我们他们有些人会不喜欢我们。
Because these people not only that they did not believe, but they also they went ahead and speak evil to the multitude and tried to poison their minds.
有些人不仅是不接受他甚至还会在众人面前是毁谤这个道理。
And then we see in verse 24, there's also another man. His name is Demetrius, a silversmith.
然后到这个二十四节提到说有一个银匠名叫这个底弥丢。
And we know this man gave Paul a lot of trouble.
那么这个底弥丢呢给这个保罗带来很多的麻烦。
And this man he makes silver of shrines of Diana, brought him a lot of profit.
那么这个银匠他是造这个雅迪米神像这个银虫的，而且赚了不少钱。
But because many people come to believe in God.
但是因为很多人来信主了。
And because Paul continued to preach to them that the God you worship is not the and this God is only made by man's hand.
而且保罗跟他们讲说这你们所这个拜的这是偶像，这不是人所造的。
Because of this, they lost a lot of profit.
那么因为这样子这些造偶像的银匠就失去了很多的生意。
That's why Demetrius, the silversmith, did not like Paul too much.
所以这个银匠，这个底米丢，他当然是很痛恨保罗。
So during time, he called all the people who had the same, together, all the same workers, right, the same occupation, and then they went against Paul.
所以这个银匠他就招聚很多他造银像的那些人。他们一起来围攻这个保罗。
So for us, when we go out and preach the gospel,
所以我们出去传福音的时候
，do not be this surprised when people get together and go against us.
当别人他们群聚起来来这个攻击我们的时候，你也不要觉得讶异。
Actually, I remember when I was in Boston.
我记得我在波士顿的时候
，one time we have a lot of true seeker coming through the church.
有一阵子有很多的这个慕道友来教
会。And then one thing I realized.
然后我就注意到一件事。
When we have more than like 4 or 5 true seeker, you cannot really focus on every single individual in each one of them.
当你有这个四五个一起来查考道理的时候，你不能够是只有这个专注在一个人身上。
Because Boston is very small.
这个波士顿还是算小。
But then I see the other, there's some other true seeker. They're also Christian, so they try to convince the other true seeker not to come to our church, right? Because they saying all these things about us. I was so surprised when I heard that.
啊，所以呢，啊，当我听到这个有别的教会的基督徒啊，他们啊就在当中游说啊，到我们真耶稣教会查考的这个慕道友啊，不要继续来查考。
And even some of my friends who came to church, actually they are persuaded by the other Christian denomination.
那么我的啊这个同事当中啊，来到我们教会慕道的啊，他们也被这个别的这个教会教派的基督徒。啊，这个所啊所说的话的阻挡。
Because the way we preach, you need to do this, you need to do that for your salvation.
啊，因为我们啊，真耶稣教这个前辈的福音啊，提到这个啊，要这样子做。
But for our denomination, they make it really easy. You just believe this and that, and then you know you'll be okay.
啊，但是别的这个教会啊，他们啊好像是很容易啊，他们说你只要信头相信就好了。
But whatever obstacle we go through.
啊，所以我们会经过很多的这个困难。
We should not lose heart, but rather continue to preach the gospel.
那遇到这些困难啊，这个障碍，我们不要这个失去。
Because when we are faithful to God, God will be faithful to us.
啊，因为我们都是对神啊这个忠心，那么神他也会为我们负全。
That's why we read in chapter 19, verse 11, the miracles that God performed through Paul during time was really unbelievable.
啊，所以这个《使徒行传》十九章十一节提到说。神借着保罗的手，那行了这个非常的奇事。
Because in verse 11 say, now God worked unusual miracle by the hands of Paul.
啊，说神借着这个保罗手行了很多的奇事。
And verse 12 so that even his handkerchief or his apron were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and evil spirit went out of them.
啊，十二节说，甚至有人从保罗身上拿着手巾或者是围裙。放在这病人的身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去。
Can you imagine? This is so unbelievable.
啊，所以看起来这真的是啊，是很大的啊神迹。
That's why at that time Paul need to have the thorn in his flesh.
啊，所以也因为这样子啊，这个神的同工啊，所以神也允许。
Because when you have this
身上有一个刺。
When you have this kind of power, the way God work with you is very difficult to become humble.
啊，因为当神有这样子大的这个能力在你身上的时候。
Can you imagine if you just like Paul?
啊，所以我们想想，都是我们像保罗一样的。
Somebody who is sick in bed.
啊，有些人病在船上。
Somebody who possessed by evil spirit.
啊，有些人这个被巫鬼附了。
You just give them your handkerchief or your apron, and then they will heal from their sickness.
啊，你只要拿着手巾或者是围裙放在他们身上。
Or the evil spirit will leave that person.
啊，甚至巫鬼也出去了。
How can we? You know, it's very difficult for us to be humble.
那么这样子的话呢，啊，我们就很难谦虚下
来。But praise and thank God, Paul made it all the way to the end.
啊，但是感谢神，这个保罗啊，他继续啊，他这个传福音的执事到啊终了。
You can see nowadays, even though we have a little gift from God, and it's very difficult for us to be humble, even with that little gift.
啊，今天都是我们从神那里得到小小的恩赐，那我们啊要啊学习谦虚就困难了。
Why? Because if God gives a gift and we cannot be humble, then that gift becomes a waste.
啊，但是都是因为一点小小的恩赐啊，让我们骄傲起来的话，那么以其不要得到恩赐还比较好一点。
You can see the name of God, you know, through Paul, the mighty miracle happened. Even those Jew exorcists, right? They tried to use the name of Jesus, to go against evil spirit.
啊，所以因为啊有神的这个大的能力跟保罗同工啊，所以甚至那些这个啊这个念符咒赶鬼的犹太人。啊，他们也要想学习这个保罗的这件事情。
Yeah, because during the time verse 13, Jews exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirit.
啊，因为十三节说，当时有几个这个游行各处这个念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附着的人啊，谈自称主耶稣的名。
What's interesting, you can see that, you know, how they use the name of Jesus, they say, we exorcise you by Jesus, right, whom Paul preaches.
所以他们就是要奉这个保罗所传的耶稣的名，要勒令那些巫鬼从这个患鬼身上出来。
Of course, these exorcists, they don't know who Jesus is.
啊，当然那些这个念咒赶鬼的人，他们不知道耶稣是谁。
All they know is by the name of Jesus, people were healed, evil spirit cast out from them.
啊，他们只知道说啊，都是这个奉这个保罗所传耶稣的名啊来赶鬼的话，那么鬼也会听的。
So that time they want to use the name Jesus to exercise this kind of authority.
啊，所以他们开始学用这个耶稣的名字啊，
but,
要勒令这个恶鬼出来。
But we know the result.
啊，当然我们知道这些结果。
Because in verse 15, I think this verse is always very funny to me when I read this.
啊，这个十五节我读到这段圣经的时候，总是觉得很有趣。
And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?
这个恶鬼回答他们说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，但是你们是谁呢？
Actually, this is not only for the exorcists, but also for us when we are not close to Christ.
对，不仅是对那些这个念咒赶鬼的，对我们都是我们跟神不很亲近的时候，我们应该小心。
Even though we know Jesus,
虽然说我们知道神。
Even though we worship Jesus,
我们也敬拜耶稣。
But if we don't do according to His will, and then it's very difficult for Him to work with us.
但是我们不照神的道去行的话，那么就神就很难以跟我们。
So maybe when we do something, and then evil spirit will say the same thing: "Hey, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Right? Who are you?"
所以当神不跟我们同工的时候，你要。奉主的名行事，那魔鬼也跟我们讲说，这耶稣我认识，但是你是谁呢？
I heard a testimony.
我听过一个见证。
That one time this two pastors went out to cast out the evil spirit.
就有两个传道人出去，要这奉主的名赶鬼。
And then the next time this pastor brought a different pastor to go cast out the whole evil spirit.
然后下一次呢，这个传道又带另外一个传道人要赶这个不同的鬼出去。
And then a time that the person who possessed by the evil spirit say to the new pastor.
那个被换鬼的人就对这个新来的传道这样说。
He's like, oh, this pastor I know, but who are you? He say exactly like this.
就好像照这段声音讲说，这个传道我知道，但是你又是谁呢？
During that time, the pastor was in shock. It's like, why would this evil spirit say this?
所以这个新的传道就吓了一跳说为什么会这样说呢？
Of course, he realized, even though he's a worker, but...His relationship with God is not too close.
虽然说他是这做传道神的工人，但是他跟主耶稣的关系。
So the evil spirit was not afraid of him at all.
所以因此恶鬼也不怕他。
That's why when I heard in Vancouver when one of the sisters possessed by evil spirit.
所以当我听到这个在温哥华教会当时有一个姐妹。
I don't know if you were there or not, say Eugene, when that happened, right?Many people were so scared, right, during that time when the sister was possessed by evil spirit.
这个魔鬼在作乱的时候，很多人都很害怕。
Actually, if we're not close to God and evil spirit, you know, is around us, we definitely will feel scared.
当然，若是我们不跟神亲近的话，当魔鬼在工作，你心里会惧怕。
But if God is with us,
但是都是神跟我们同在。
And then the Spirit gives us the power, right, not to be afraid in front of evil spirit.
那么圣灵就给我们心里头能力，我们不至于怕这魔鬼。
So just like these exorcists.
所以就像这些念
珠, Even though they use the name of Jesus,
虽然他们用耶稣的名字,
and the name of Jesus within itself has the power to overcome everything.
当然在耶稣的名字里头有能力, 能够胜过一切。
But because they don't practice the will of God.
但是这些, 这念珠赶鬼的, 他们并没有行神的道。
So the time the evil spirit leaped on them and overpowered them and prevailed against them, and they fled of the house naked and wounded.
所以这个, 鬼户的人, 就跳这个恶鬼就跳到他们身上，而且剩了其中两个人，祝福了他们。
So even though these may exorcists, they can, you know, they want to use the name of Jesus, but there's no power inside because of who they are.
所以这个念做赶鬼的人，他们想用耶稣的名字，但是呢，他们身上完全没有神的能力。
Then all these things in verse 17 were known to all the Jews and the Greek dwelling in Ephesus.
那么十七节说，凡住在这以弗所的，无论是犹太人或是希利人，知道这事以后都惧怕。
Then the fear came all of them.
那么也因为这样子，所以大家就敬拜神。
And the Lord Jesus' name was magnified.
因此说，主耶稣的名就从此得到尊大。
And there are times you can see in verse 18 that many who believed came confessing and telling their deeds.
十八节说，那已经信的都有人来承认这个述说自己所行的事。
And then verse 19, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all.
十九节说，这个凭术行邪术的，有很多人把书拿来积聚在众人面前焚烧。
And they counted to be 50,000 pieces of silver.
他们计算一下书价，就一共有50,000块钱。
And just imagine that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ with 35 pieces of silver.
知道这个犹大变卖主耶稣是用32银子。
And all these things they had burned was 50,000 pieces of silver. Can't imagine how much it was.
但是呢，那些这个行邪术的一共把这个书这个合起来有50,000块钱要全部烧了。
Why? Because all these people understand and know that these magic books they all become useless.
他们知道这些这个行邪术的人这些书呢根本是没有用的。
So our goal when we live to serve God.
啊，所以我们的目标就是要活着服侍主。
We really should follow the footsteps of Paul.
啊，我们要学习这个保罗的脚踪。
Because his goal is to magnify the name of Jesus.
啊，因为他的这个生啊人生的目标就是要的来荣耀主。
By working in unity.
啊，而且跟别人能够一起同工。
By saying what they need to be said and go out and sow the seed, the gospel of peace.
啊，说他们当说的话啊，然后出去啊，这个撒种。啊，能够使神的国的福音能够。
Even though he went through a lot of hardship.
啊，虽然说保罗经历很多的困难。
But he never lose heart, but he continued to press on forward.
啊，但是他从来没有这个胆怯，啊，他总是啊这个立定心志，啊，要啊出去传扬神的国道。
And because of this kind of faith, God was with him.
那么因为这样的信心啊，所以神就跟保罗同工。
And by his hand, God performed many miracles and signs. Because of this, many people come to believe.
那么借着保罗的手就行出很多神迹奇事，也因此很多人就相信了耶稣。
So now we're going to come up and pray together.
啊，这时候我们一起到前面来祷告。
Please continue to pray for brother and sister in Pacifica Church.
啊，继续为这太平洋所有的教会弟兄姐妹祷告。
Especially for those who have not been come to church for a while.
啊，尤其是那些已经长时间停止聚会的人。
And we pray to God to always give us for us to work in unity in one heart.
啊，也求神帮助我们，让我们可以。啊，这个同心合一的来兴旺神的功。
So in whatever we do, we can glorify the name of God.
啊，所以不论我们做什么，我们总是能够荣耀主的名。
Let's come on, pray together.
好，我们一起去了，现在祷告。